Winding down here, how's it been going as you get closer to the end here?
It's going good. Tell you what, everybody, like a practice like today, everybody's making plays on the offensive side, man. A lot of big-time plays going on the wide receivers, the great balls by the quarterbacks. So I'm optimistic. I like what I'm seeing. I think offensively, from a schematic standpoint, we got so many different options and how we can attack people. So I like that. So I'm optimistic about the season.
I was asking some of those young guys, both Hamilton, Sutton, Jake Budd, how important it would be to somebody develop in the middle of the field to get the bracket coverage off you. Are you sensing that? Are you seeing guys that maybe can tilt the way teams cover you?
Yeah, I mean, you can go from Cortland to Deshaun to Jake Butts to Jeff Hierman. Guys are making plays. You can even go in the backfield, you know. We got guys just going out here at OTAs, you know, obviously. It's feeling like training camp right now, guys out there diving for balls and heated arguments and whatnot. But we definitely got guys that want to go out there and make those plays, and they're making them in OTAs.
Did you sense that last year? I know the ankle was an issue, but teams just basically kind of played zone against you and DT because they were like, in the middle of the field.
I feel like, yeah. I mean, that's what teams are doing. But, you know, obviously this year, different year, different way of attacking people, different offense. Different guys out there, different quarterback, different running back, new tight end. So we're going to see how we can attack them this year.
We've heard run first, run heavy. We've heard no huddle. How would you describe what this offense
is? I think right now we're just trying to find the formula. That's what OTAs is about. We're trying different ways how we can attack people, different ways in 2 minutes and no huddle and just to see our vision. But it's going to be hard to really find out the direction we're going to go until we put on pads, obviously, and see, you know, how the O-line can handle the run blocking and the pass blocking the whole 9 yards. So we'll see. But I think right now from a package standpoint, we're sitting pretty good.
You guys got it all ironed out on the – receiving Case Keenum off-campus camp?
No, we're still working it out. I actually texted DT like a week ago, and I told him the dates I'm available. So we still got to set that up. We're trying to set it up, and everybody's talking about Texas, but I'm trying to set it up in, like, Arizona or something. Demaryius got some trainers out there. He got filled, you know, and get an Airbnb or something like that and just go out there for, like, 2 or 3 days and throw the football around and just hang out and gain team chemistry.
How's your ankle responded? You had said before that you were still kind of monitoring.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I think ever since I got that cortisone shot, that really kind of took me over the hill. You know, every now and then it has its days, but, you know, I'm able to push through that a lot better than what it was. So, you know, I still got 2-3 months to keep strengthening, keep getting it better, and be ready to go for the season.
What are your thoughts on Case as a leader? Demaryius said he's taking charge of the role.
Yeah, he's a great leader, you know, every day. Majority of the days, he'll come in and ask me and DT to go and watch practices, and we'll sit in the back room and we'll watch film and go over what he's thinking and what we're thinking. And, you know, I've been a part of 2 Super Bowl teams, and that's what it takes. You know, that extra work, that's not, you know, mandatory, you know, where guys are in there working out or, working on the mental game. That right there, when the fourth quarter or when it's 4th and 5 or 3rd and 8, that's the stuff that gets you over the hill.
Forget about last year. How difficult is it for a returner to reset after that kind of season?
He was a rookie. I think a lot of – I remember when me and Antonio Brown came into the league, Mike Tomlin said he wouldn't even put us back there. I think he put me back there once. You know, but Randall L. was a true punt returner. But, you know, he was a rookie. And that was – you know, people don't understand. You know, yeah, you're sitting in the stands, but punt return, it's hard, you know. It's a tough job, but, you know, he has to reset. He doesn't have a choice. You know, obviously all the muster he had last year, he has to take a step back and say, okay, how can I break down the film and get better? And I think that's what he's been doing, and we're going to see if it paid off, you know, when obviously the season comes.
Do you like playing slot if they ask you?
I do. If the ball's coming there. If the ball's not coming there, I don't want to be there. Point blank, period.
Your new coach, how have things changed with after having tight for so many years?
Oh yeah, you know, we butt heads at the beginning. You know, obviously a new coach coming in, and he has his ways, and I have my ways of doing it. How, you know, it took me to, you know, go to 2 Super Bowls and 2 Pro Bowls, and we butt heads. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got a common goal. And we want to win, and You know, we've been working it out, and, you know, I've been listening to him, and he's been listening to me, and it's starting to pay off, you know, because, you know, he always tells me, you can get better, you know that, right? And I'm like, okay. And I'm listening, you know, and it's starting to work.
What have you seen out of Deshaun Hamilton so far?
Oh, he's a playmaker. I think he's one of those diamonds in the rough type guys. A lot of people don't know about him, but he has deceptive speed. He can get open on routes. He has good hands. He's been making plays the whole entire time at OCA. So he's going to be one of those guys where I think Bronco Nation, you know, obviously they know about Courtland, but when the season starts, they're going to be like, who was that guy out there making those plays as well?
Did you know what Courtland's SMU basketball background? Did you see him play at all? He looks at times like a basketball player.
He does look like a basketball player. He looks like a linebacker or a safety or something. You know what I mean? He's a dude swole. But nah, he's a receiver. He's a good receiver.
Did